Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
10 years. Hundreds of guests. Millions of downloads. One podcast.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on.
The 10-year anniversary podcast. March 10th, Peterson Auto Museum. Mahalo for a decade of getting it on. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, and streaming live on YouTube, this is The Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Joe Coy. And from TMZ, Van Lathan. With Gina Grad on news and Bald Brian on sound effects. And now, TMZ is his favorite show, and also the longest word he can spell correctly. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing our 10-year anniversary, right? Pretty much today was the day we signed off on KLSX.
Yeah.
And started the following Sunday night, Monday morning. Good day, Gina Grad.
Good day to you.
Handball, Brian.
Please. You're an idiot.
Joe Coy in studio.
Hello, sir.
Van. That's my John Lovitz.
Oh, that was Lovitz,
yes.
Right? Yes, that was.
That's right, Adam.
I like The Critic. I like that TV show.
Well, thank you. It should come back on the air.
I agree. That show made me. It was sort of like what methadone is to heroin. That was to The Simpsons. Like,
okay.
It's good. It'll get you. It'll get you through.
Yeah.
To your next score.
Mm-hmm. To your next Simpsons score. All right. Let's see. Joe Coy is here. Van Lathan. Van is the big guy from, not big fat, but big tall. But I think he used to weigh like 375 or something. I'll find it
big,
on his thing. But he's all over my favorite show, TMZ. Bald Brian has a friend.
One of Tessa's little daycare parents' dads.
Derek, one of my favorite guys from the show, is on there, and Brian is friendly with him. But
we're
not
working
friendly
behind
enough
the-
to support him by watching
We're working behind the scenes to get him on the show. You said you'd like to have him on.
I do.
All right.
He's a very funny guy.
We'll talk about daycare exclusively.
And, of course, Joe Coy here, the Coy Pond on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts as well. And lots of live shows. Aspen coming up. Aspen, Colorado. Wheeler.
Yes.
Opera House that is coming up this weekend, Indianapolis, closed Memorial Hall, playing halls and opera houses now. The
Fancy.
Netflix special that changed it all, live from Seattle. And the new one is coming from Hawaii, but when is that going to drop?
Do we April,
have a,
sir.
We don't have a hard date, but we know somewhere in April.
Yes, we're having problems with the music and licensing.
You know,
this happened on the last special, and it's happening again. It's 20 seconds.
I just,
20 seconds, that's all. And it last time on my last special, same shit. 20 seconds, we had to go through all these legal loopholes, and now we're doing it again, even though I know the owner and the writer of the song. And we got to go through, I don't even want to say names, but you know.
Say names.
Names.
Oh, it just sucks.
The story's
man.
Really
I just got off the phone
names.
Right now. Literally, that's what we're texting about right now. The
I was
so, 20 seconds, man.
Joe's holding up his phone.
They want so much money.
He's holding up his phone as if to show that he was on his
watching.
Phone.
I'm sorry. I'm just so mad at him.
I get it. I was walking out of the door of my shop 9 minutes ago, and one of my guys grabbed me and he said, could you step into the edit bay just to hear a quick song? And I went to the edit bay because they'd swapped out the Boss Tones song for my stand-up special and just slugged in a generic whatever. Mm-hmm. And I literally, with my stand-up special less than 10 minutes ago, was going through the exact same thing.
Because of the licensing on the Boss Tones?
Yes. Now, look,
it's not Dickie's fault.
No, here's how it works. No,
100%
it's so annoying.
He's a douche. Here's how it works. They can, because I went through this with John Popper in a movie in Roadhard. He may own the license of it or whatever, but he doesn't own the master of it. So if he's the nicest guy in the world, which John Popper said he would do, he can come in and re-record his song so that you could have his song. It's literally the recording that they own. Sometimes they own the whole thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes they own the recording, but not the licensing, right, or not the master, or they own the master, but not the intellectual rights or whatever, which means you could get this person, if you have a relationship with them, to possibly re-record this song.
Impossible.
No, it's impossible. All right, so just pump in something generic.
Well,
no, I
bands?
Don't want that. Sucks. I don't want to pump in some Google intro music.com.
Who is the band?
It's the Black Eyed Peas.
And you know them.
All of them.
You know all the peas.
Mm-hmm.
You know the whole pod.
Will was like, yes, he cleared it. The problem that we're having right now is there's a sample at the beginning. It's a horn sample.
Will, you screwed? I don't know all
this
the guys.
This is the last time. This is the last time. It's the last time you do this.
All right.
It's Will. They're very easy names.
Right,
and you keep fucking. It's Will I Am. Say
oh,
it.
He's changed
Say
it. It. He's changing it. Will,
Say
you screwed.
No.
Will I Am.
Apple D App.
Apple D App.
And Taboo.
Taboo. Those are the three
and
guys.
And Sometimes Fergie. Oh.
Sometimes Fergie.
Yes.
All right.
What
is
Say this, their names.
What is the song you're trying to use?
Ring the Alarm. It's on their new album that just came out. And, you know, everyone pat, but it just sucks because there's just this one fucking sample. I mean, I'm sorry. One sample. One sample, Adam. And they want...
Really? Joe.
Joe's apoplectic.
Take that off!
We're commenting on it.
Take it off right now. Take it off. Brian, are you kidding me?
I'll give a mom answer.
God.
I'm going to give like a mom kind of answer.
Brian, stop! Brian!
Joseph, you're funny enough to not need the Black Eyed Peas. Not my mom.
Yeah, nice. Your mom.
No, actually, my mom would say, Joe, you're funny
Joe's
enough.
Joe's funny enough.
Right. Yeah. Joe's, you're, no, you, but Joe.
Well, let's start off with, do you know Joe Coy? He's hilarious. Well, actually, we're very good friends.
You should be more like him.
No.
He's hit and miss.
He's hit and miss. All right. So.
I love the Black Eyed Peas. It has nothing to do with them.
Yeah, it's just, there's just one.
Will you stop? Stop.
Work on your trials and tribulations on someone else's podcast. All right. I wish
you
well.
Dare you ask me how I'm doing? And the minute I come with my problem, that's what you say?
Well, I got to tell
you.
Wow. I got to tell
you. And this is how my mom would react to you, Adam. Wow.
That's what you're
wow,
telling?
Adam. Wow. Well, thank you for asking how I was doing.
Coy.
Yes, Mr. Carolla.
Yeah, look, your son's funny.
Uh-huh.
He's very successful.
Yeah.
He was comedian of the year.
That's right. 2018, Jasper Laps. When was the last time you ever got that award?
I've not.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's been awarded to me. I just haven't physically picked it up.
No, it never has.
I think it's one of those things where they go, well, if he's not going to show up, then we're not going to award it to him.
That's not how it goes. Sorry, unfortunately, you're wrong again.
Well, I got my own comedy special coming out.
Oh, really? I'd like to see that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, it's funny.
Turn that off!
Yeah, listen, Joe's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe's
Mr.
last special
Carolla.
Was funny.
Uh-huh.
And then he went to Hawaii.
Yes.
He sold more Toyotas than he did tickets, but he captured it, and he's coming back, and Netflix is backing up the Brinks truck, and... Uh-huh. You know, I know he always sort of cries poor when you talk to him about getting a roof on the house.
He said that again last week.
He could definitely do that. Especially,
he said it's just rain. That's what he said to me.
Yeah, well, where you guys are from, that's no big deal, right?
Wow.
Vegas?
Vegas? Las Vegas?
No,
it's hot where I'm from. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about where you're from. You know
Las Vegas, Nevada, Adam. What are you trying to say?
There's like a blizzard on everyone's head.
Okay.
It's constantly raining everywhere.
Now you're being racist.
Yeah.
You're a real racist, Adam.
I don't know if I can be that. I don't know that we know enough about you to be racist. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know enough to put a goddamn lizard on my head.
Yeah, that could have just been a lucky.
That's how it works. You don't know anything about it.
Anyone? You put a lizard on their head?
Yeah, ask me about the Turks.
What the... What's the Turks?
Those lizard-wearing sons of bitches. Get out of here. See? I don't have anything. I always go, my fallback is lizard.
Lizard on the head.
All right. Stamps.com is sponsoring this half of the show. And Castrol, you can tweet us your questions at hashtag Castrol Challenge. And Geico at geico.com. Yeah, I know. The part about the music that always drives me nuts is... It would benefit everybody. It would benefit you. It would benefit them. Good, your music's getting out there. I mean, obviously, the biggest thrill for a young band is when they first hear their song on the radio because their music is being put out there.
Is that still the thrill? I mean, that was the thing for decades. I heard a song on the radio. I remember where I was. Is that, dude, bands still?
I'd like to think I'm pretty excited. It's got to be, well, certainly better than what it was 2 minutes earlier, which is not... hearing anything on the radio. Also, I don't know why I was telling some young guy, I love the Pretenders. I've always loved the band, the Pretenders. And my favorite answer from anybody, it's sort of my answer where you go, is it Steve or is it Steven? And they go, hey, whatever you want. Like, I love that person. When we met Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders years ago on the Kalis X show, and I said, you know, Rush Limbaugh uses your song "Going Back to Ohio." I was like, that's his opening music for the Rush Limbaugh show. And I figured she was pretty hard left leaning and pretty progressive. Mm-hmm. And she grew up in Ohio, but she immediately went to England, and that's a whole kind of Madonna thing going on over there. And I she'd be pretty liberal with her politics and everything. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, he's playing your music. And she's like, good for him. Like, I was like, oh, good.
No thoughts.
And that's punk rock.
But I love this person now. I love anyone who just goes, so what? Yeah. Let him do it or whatever. Good. Someone will hear it and some Rush Limbaugh fans will download our music or whatever. Like, good. Why not? Yeah. Why can't everyone just be K-Sara? Leave it at that. I don't even need the second Sara.
K-Sara?
Yeah. I don't need the Sara.
Because you're going to have to pay for the second Sara.
whatever will be.
Yeah, leave it
the
at
end.
That. All right. So now there are some music companies that have good music that is not like your canned bad, you know, when they do those behind the music things and they have to play this sort of bad feel like Beach Boys music. Like there's some good stuff out there I can set you up with.
I don't want that.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's not gonna be exactly what you want.
I don't want that.
This is what you want. Brian, stop.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
So you know the Black Eyed Peas, they're okay with it.
Hold on, Adam. I hate you.
What do I do? Ryan. This is song
that's
you like.
Just mean. Okay, go ahead, bro. I'm sorry, Adam.
You know the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
They can sign off on it, but they have to get their label to sign off on it.
Yeah, there's one sample that is with another label, and that's the hard part.
You want the sample that they sampled?
No,
it's in the song.
He wants the sample.
The
samples in the song.
So the sample is what's giving us the problem.
Right.
Yeah. And the sample is like the first 4 seconds of the song.
Yeah. Well, all right, hence, stop sampling, everybody, and then you can do what John Popper does, which is just go, fine, you can have it. All right, let's put you in a better mood. I'm going to put you in a better mood. Geechee Guy.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Now,
how do you know Geechee?
Because I went on a cruise with Jimmy Kimmel a million years ago. I mean, just like cheapo 229 Carnival cruise, like 3-day cruise with his ex-wife and my girlfriend.
You were still tethered to the port. You didn't actually go anywhere.
Yes, we literally went to like Ensenada and like came home that night or whatever. And the comedian on the cruise was Geechee Guy.
Yeah, he was legend for that. I knew that too.
And we went to see him and the first 30 minutes of his act was stump him on roller coaster trivia. So
really?
Someone would go, now Chris has to look it up, but someone would go, the Widowmaker, and he'd go, Six Flags over Virginia. Six Flags Over Atlanta. That's the third roller coaster built, Six Flags Over Atlanta. And then someone yell out the whip crack or whatever, and then he'd yell he knew every roller coaster and
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
No punchline for Miles.
Not really. But
also a good strategy because unprovable in 1995.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No one had their
Your
phone.
Your phone doesn't work on it now anyway.
Right. You didn't know that side of Geechee?
No.
What side did you know of Geechee?
Geechee, man, he was just really funny. I don't remember any of his jokes, though.
Was he funny in a joke coy is
I just
16
started.
Funny?
Yeah,
or
I just started stand-up, and he was like my literally the first road comic I ever had to open for.
Wow.
So it was him, Bruce Baby Man Baum. You remember him?
Bruce Baum, yeah.
Yeah, and then and who was another one? Oh, Vic Dunlap.
Yeah, Vic Dunlap.
You know these guys?
Yeah, I know the names. Bruce, Bond, I think he was Baum. On Make Me Laugh.
Yes!
If I
recall. Yeah, that was his claim to fame at that time.
Sorry, what do you got on Roller Coaster Geechee Guy?
So there are articles that say that he does have a roller coaster bit. And he tweeted in 2011, a group of us, America's Got Talent contestants, went to Santa Monica Pier the other day. I got to ride my 219th roller coaster. Exclamation points everywhere. So
he's in the roller coaster.
Roller coaster guy.
He's the only stand-up that's in the roller coaster.
He's the only adult. Adult.
Yeah. He's the only adult. He's the only person who can stand up is in the roller coaster. So I thought I'd just put you in a little bit.
That's crazy. Geechee, so you know Geechee Guy.
I know
Geechee
him from taking that
cruise. So much. Plug right now, Adam.
I know.
America's good. Got Talent?
You're giving back, Adam.
As a what?
Yeah, as a what? Do they He's a contestant, right?
Do they have stand-ups on there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, you know, variety talent show.
All right.
Oh, of course.
So.
Anyways, was the show good?
I don't.
Is it formative?
I don't understand. Because they always approach me to do cruises, and I was like, I would never do a cruise.
How
ever.
Dare you?
But. I don't know. Is it paid tickets or did you just walk in when you were drinking? You're like, oh, there's comedy going on. And you just walked into a theater.
Here's what I remember from the entertainment from that trip. I remember three or four basic things. I remember it was New Year's and I probably paid $40 for like a $4 bottle of champagne. I remember being in the miniature gym with Jimmy and listening to a song, and it was Peaches and Herb, and I said, is this Peaches and Herb? And then he did one of his, it's not Peaches and Herb, and it sounds nothing like Peaches and Herb, and then it was Peaches and Herb, because it was driving me nuts. Sure. I remember that. That's my little thing. I remember sharing a table. You know, you share the big table with everyone. Jimmy's ex-wife, there's like a guy sitting next to us, and she's like, let me guess what you do. And he's like, okay. And she's like, something with like the garbage industry or something. And he's like, no. And he's like, something with meat, like something like cutting meat,
processing.
Slaughtering, processing meat. Like, no.
Did this man stink?
Something with like shoeway seagulls or something. Like, it was a bunch of stuff like that. And then he was like, I'm an attorney. Like, I remember going, yeah, don't go with the super. This guy's a little husky and balding or something, but it was like a weird kind of a tell. I remember that. I remember when we took off, like our first dinner, I went, you know, there's 700 people in the ballroom and they shift you out or sitting at a table with nine strangers. And I was like, hey, can I get some balsamic vinegar to like put on my salad or whatever it was? And the guy's like, yeah, we don't have that. And I remember thinking trapped at sea with no balsamic.
Yeah.
Like I should have packed some.
Your own balsamic.
It was a weird thing. Like I have no access to
balsamic
vinegar. I should have done something. Like it was a weird thing because if you do it at a restaurant, you go, all right, but when I get home, I'll have something later.
Not
whatever.
For the next 3 days.
No. So there was that. There was that. We went and saw Geechee Guy. I don't remember if he was funny, but I remember there was a lot of roller coaster talk. And then they had a karaoke night. And the way you would do the karaoke night is you would sign up a song. Like, you know, Jimmy would always do Neil Diamond, you know, Coming to America or whatever.
Yeah.
And you get on the list. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Maybe I did a Huey Lewis song or something. But so they get everybody. And then the guy'd go, all right, is Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy, is there Jimmy in here? Jimmy K, come on up. And then I would do Pat Benatar. So he'd like come up and then he'd go, yeah, we don't have any Neil Diamond. So, and then Jimmy would like, go back and sit down. And then they'd go like, is there Adam Carolla? Is Go Adam C? Okay, come on up, Adam. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Come on up here. Yeah, we don't have Hells for Children by Pat Benatar, so sit down. they had this system that was like ass backwards. Like instead of handing you a book and letting you pick a song, you would just write in the song you wanted, and then they would call everyone in and explain they didn't have that.
It's like the DMV.
Yeah, Ode to Balsamic. We don't have that, Corolla. Sit down. I just remember like Jimmy getting
Can you do two more? Just do two more times.
Do we have Jimmy Kimmel? You come up again?
Kimmel.
Yeah, we don't have Stuck on You by Huey Lewis in the Nude. So go ahead and sit down. I don't even know who that band is. Wait a minute. Wasn't he one of the Black Panthers?
Do we have a Joe K? Joe K. No Black Eyed Peas here. I'm sorry, sir.
Joe K. Yeah.
I'm still paying for it.
No legumes at all on this ship. No balsamic, no legumes. Have a seat next to Mac Attack over there from the Black Eyed Peas over there. All right. And we can't clear any Beatles or Led Zeppelin, so everyone sit down and pick that one.
If you've heard of it or it's a band you can name, sit down.
Yeah. Now we are...
What do you have, you son of a...
When we get into international waters, that's a whole new game.
That's right.
We're not ever going to get there, though. We're just pretty much hugging the coast till we get to Tijuana.
They have one giant binder just an international waters playlist.
We'll do Aerosmith. We'll do the whole side of rocks if we get out in international waters. But yeah.
Until then, enjoy the theme from 60 Minutes.
That's right.
That's just a stuff line.
You didn't know it had words?
No.
No, it's like the MASH song.
What?
We can't clear that one.
No Suicide is Painless?
Well, I'm saying people don't know it has words. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all right. A comedy show?
Yeah, we got Gina Stahl. That's Leslie Stahl's older sister. She's the cruise director, so she's the one who booked Geechee Guy, said they were looking for something edgy and timely. Hot coaster talk. Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, it's not just all coaster talk. He can do logjammer talk, too. You know, flume work as well, if you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah!
It's not all coaster talk.
Like all the coasters?
He can do all the coasters, but I'm saying if there's a pinch, like let's say his opener did too much coaster material, he'll do logjammer stuff. Flume, logjammer stuff.
Shouldn't he work that out with the
Wet Mountain, Wild Mountain, you know, Splash Mountain, stuff like that. He can do 20 on that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. One audience member.
Flume work.
Hot flume talk with Geechee Guy. So I remember like literally calling people up and then telling them to sit down after they called their name.
And didn't have the song.
Did not have the song. Did not have whatever.
That's the worst cruise ever.
Doesn't
the
sound
worst.
Great.
That doesn't sound fun at all. Where'd that take off from?
It
San Diego?
It left out here, like Long Beach or whatever, wherever the cruise lines dock. It sort of went down the coast. I think it stopped in like Ensenada or something, and then it's like turned around and came back. It was literally like a $200 cruise for three nights.
You know we do cruises, right? Once a year? Fan cruises? Lister
what?
Cruises? Well, we do.
I'm in the audience again.
This is about to get thickly uncomfortable.
But Joe, you should, of all people, you'd sell a ton of tickets.
It's really fun.
Your boy could come with you, enjoy the all-you-can-eat buffet.
A nice suite. It's a fun time. Yeah, you walk around. There's cool stuff to do. Yeah,
they'll give you a nice room.
Oh. Yeah, we're going October 4th through 7th to out of Miami to the Bahamas. So
what?
We haven't plugged it in a long time. It must be sold out.
AdamCarolla.com is where you go. All right, I got a stand-up special. Tomorrow, or today, as you hear this, basically the last day before it gets locked out. So I'm putting mine up in theaters, select theaters. And the way the theaters work is if they sell enough tickets, they'll show it. And if they don't, they won't. And we've sold out, or at least sold enough to get it locked off in, I don't know, Denver and San Francisco, Salt Lake City, and you can take a look, San Francisco. I already mentioned that.
That stuff. I was looking at the site today. The ones that are in green that are already San Francisco is good to go. Phoenix is good to go.
Yeah, there's about six of them that are, and then there's some that still need help. And you can just go to tug.com and it'll pop up. You just go there and you just click on the movie, and all the sites pop up, and it'll tell you.
Yeah, the confirmed cities are Denver,
Minneapolis, Phoenix, San Francisco, Portland, and D.C.
And you can get tickets to those shows as well. That just means they've sold enough to have it. There's 8 or 10 more that are pretty damn close. So you
Where'd
guys
you
should
it?
Just go to that website. I shot it in Portland at the Aladdin Theater.
Oh, I love the Aladdin.
And I'll play you guys a 2-minute clip of it just to move a few more tickets. This is me in Portland at the Aladdin, and just because there's some visual elements to it, this is me talking about the Amelia Earhart statue at the Burbank Airport. Here we go.
I left this pint-sized airport this morning. This is Burbank Airport. The first thing you see when you walk into the terminal at the Burbank Airport is this gal. Now, anyone over 40 knows this gal, and anyone under 40 may not know this dude. This is Amelia Earhart, famous lesbian aviator. Pretty much known for two things: eating pussy and crashing airplanes. And a lot of times people say, hey, not in that order. Oh, no, in that order. Definitely. Definitely that order. In this particular case, for sure in that order. I'm not a nervous flyer, but walking into an airport to see a 3-ton bronze statue of an aviator who's leaning against a part of her airplane that broke off upon impact does not have me brimming with confidence as I climb onto my Alaska Airline flight. Hey, Burbank Airport, why don't we just go all the way as long as we're freaking people out? Why don't we just take the metal detectors and shape them like the Twin Towers? Too soon.
Well, there's the Aladdin in beautiful Portland. Thank you, Joe Coy.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, we showed that on the last cruise.
That's right.
These are the things you can do on the cruise.
It's super fun.
Things you can do on the cruise.
Then I got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a movie theater? Yeah, we showed Uppity, I think.
We did a double bill.
You
pack with all your stuff, man.
Think about it.
So
see,
you
that
go
special
to,
is nice.
Oh, good. It means a lot from someone who's done a few and knows how to do them. Man.
That was beautiful, man.
It looked pretty good, right?
Yeah, man. How long did it take you to work that out?
Oh,
like, how long were you on, you know, going and working that hour out?
Well, I started working out recently. What I had been doing is just doing shows and kind of working it out by doing shows.
Yeah.
But recently, as part of my New Year's resolution, I go to the Ice House once a week and actually just try to work out material.
You?
Yeah. Versus walking around and going, all right, I'll talk about that thing. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, that was good.
Oh, good. Well, I'll get the whole thing to you, Joe Coy.
Thank you.
I enjoyed your special from Seattle. Now you can join mine from a neighboring city. All right. So, again, today's the last day, and now's about it. They put a clock on these things, and they count them down. So if you're anywhere in Texas, Burbank will do here. I should invite Joe out to that, and you guys all out to that, too. That'll be on the 27th. Cincinnati, Dallas, Dearborn, Vegas, Minneapolis, we sold, but you can still buy tickets to that. San Francisco, Seattle, and Boise, where is that? St. Louis, sorry, I made that up. Anyway, go to tug.com, figure it out. All right, Joe, so Van is here. That's good. Who watches TMZ? Just me?
Yeah. I watch it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I love the website, but when it's on, you don't turn off TMZ. You don't keep flipping.
Never. No, I'm telling you that three of the best shows. All right, top three shows to watch in with the sound off.
Okay.
TMZ, you can watch with the sound off.
Sure.
Van's not going to hear that. Van was all over it yesterday, by the way. I watched with sound on. But if you go to the gym and have the show on, that show, anything to do with snowmobiles. X Games and snowmobiles. You need no sound. Sound hurts it, really. Watching guys do flips and snowmobiles is like the greatest thing ever. And then weirdly, Shark Tank.
Yes. Really? Shark Tank absolutely.
Shark Tank
works.
Is the first thing you do is you go
negotiation?
Like,
yes, but there's enough facial expression and flop sweat that you don't need
you know how it's going.
Well, first thing first, you go like, wait a minute. Is that are those Asian sisters or is the one her mom? Like they look pretty close.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they just good friends and one's like 12 years older? Like I can't. And then there's so you look at it and you're like, look at these two. Wonder what they're selling. Mm-hmm. And then at some point they start showing a backpack that has like a generator in it that they're cranking or whatever. And then they pan to the sharks. You're like, ooh. Mr. Fantastic does not look impressed, you know, but Mark Cuban looks sort of like interested a little. Yeah. Like you sort of look or whatever, or they're handing out samples of cookies and you see everyone bite into it. You see, it's like in a weird way, it's pure. Like you see their face and then you see him like go back and then you see like the one Asian woman's like shaking her head and the other one's kind of going, well, I don't know. And now they're talking. Oh, an offer
Lori's
was made.
Pointing at her watch.
Right. We got to move this along. Like, so wonder what they want. Wonder how this came out. It's a fantastic show to watch with the sound off.
I'll throw one in there. So I realized, I forgot about this, but I think about it now. The entire time I was screening calls at Loveline, we had the TV on in the corner of the control booth the entire time, just to the TV, of course, with the sound off, because it's a radio show. So the best show that we found to watch, and we watched it for years, I don't even know if it's still on, and they made an American version of it, but do you guys remember Most Extreme Elimination Challenge, where the people, like, it was an obstacle course, and it was a Japanese show they dubbed into English, and people would, like, fall off the big balls into the amazing! What a great show to watch!
It is good without...
I think my buddy Chris Darga...
Did one of the voices?
Yes, who was in...
You wouldn't know. You never heard
I know.
He was the foreman in The Hammer... And he's also going to be in this new Ferrari Ford doc with Christian Bale and Matt Damon. And he's an old friend of mine from the Groundlings. And I think he voiced some of that.
They turned it into Wipeout, I think was the American version.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
what was it
kind
called?
Of turned into
like
Wipeout.
Like a physical challenge course.
Just typical Japanese sort of crazy obstacle coursey stuff. All right, let me tell you about Stamps.com. Postage rates are going up. Save 5 cents on every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail with Stamps.com. Never overpay or underpay again. Buy and print official U.S. postage, any letter, any package with your computer and your printer. We use it here. See why over 700,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. We use it here. We use it at the other shop. We use it everywhere we go. Right now, got a special offer. It's a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone, top of the homepage, type in Adam. Stamps.com, you get the 4-week trial, you get the postage, and get the digital scale, which I think goes up to about 80 pounds. That is stamps.com. Enter Adam at stamps.com. All right. do you have your Chris Max Pata went to a Ralph's how early in the morning the other day?
Yesterday I went at 7:10 a.m.
7:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Why?
I need a dish soap.
No.
Odd thing for
No.
No, that's totally true.
No, it's not.
No, you're lying.
Why? Why?
What do you mean why?
Why at that hour? Why didn't you first?
Because I went to the gym, so on my way home I went to Ralph's.
Target of opportunity.
You went to the gym at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Why?
I think you're lying about
to make everyone else
actually,
feel
that's
bad.
Actually a good question. I'm trying to better myself. So
really,
I'm waking up
by doing stupid stuff in the morning.
So now you go to Ralph's
trying to better myself. I like to buy dish soap at 7 in the morning and push-ups at 6 a.m. You know, better things for better people.
Did you check out with one item dish soap?
No, I got aluminum foil too and a sponge.
It can't be done.
Yeah, that's Unabomber shit. Like I follow that guy out to the car. Yeah. I got more questions. You want a sponge?
You're on a watch list.
Unabomber and foil. Oh, and a small sack of fertilizer. Where's the nearest preschool? Okay, buddy, we got to talk.
Mm-hmm. One AA battery.
I've seen
one roll of duct tape. Yeah. One AA batteries. Some dish. Some Dawn. Yeah. Some foil.
You're gonna be on a list, Chris.
Yeah.
I should have took off the sunglasses.
Steps out.
Hey, Chris.
Half pound of macaroni salad.
Did you pay with cash or credit?
I paid with
cash.
Credit.
Okay. And,
oh, okay. Well, then
you're on the grid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put my phone number in and everything.
Mm-hmm. Or you're a stupid terrorist.
So you got the foil.
Yeah. Always cash. Untraceable.
Picks up the phone. Jesse, I got the stuff. Where do I meet you?
Did you get the foil? Yeah, I got the foil.
So what music? Now, the music that was playing at 7:10.
Yeah.
On a Monday or Tuesday morning. Here we go.
Yeah, I took a video of it because it was so jarring.
We have to do the Cher dance version of
It's Madonna.
Yeah, this isn't just a terrible Madonna song.
I mean, it's the Cher dance version of the Madonna song. It's so grating and it's so annoying. And it look, this thing is bad when you're rolling on Molly at 2 a.m. on a Saturday. 7 a.m. at the house. Like, can we just pump in some classical or some jazz and just kind of...
This is insane.
That's for real?
Yeah.
When you think of a grocery store in the morning, you think of a little Doobie Brothers, a little Africa, a little Toto. I've never heard that.
Or a little no music.
That'd be
a little no music. Yeah, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear the bandsaw that the butcher's cutting chops up with in the back.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah.
I want to hear the slight hum of the refrigerated section.
Exactly.
Keep the video going.
All right. Here's something.
So
it's horrific.
Here's what I don't get.
It's a spin class.
Yeah.
Right. What I don't get is why? Like, why would anyone ever be annoyed if you just put in just Muzak, elevator music, or just jazz, just decent jazz, just any kind of jazz, just something. You know what? You know, here's what's going on. Here's what's happening. I don't know if you guys are like me. I feel the same way about people who have, like, the lip piercing with the hoop hanging out and they're talking to you and it's like flapping around and like, now I'm only thinking about this thing. Like, you've drawn my focus. You're sucking whatever hard drive I have left in my brain. I'm now sucking outside. I'm walking around and I'm like, I got to get some. Wonder if she still married to Guy Ritchie. She's still, what was her lord or lordess or lords? Or she's probably my, let's see, dish soap, Dove, Dawn. Was she still? She does. I think she's had some work. I think she got butt plants in or something. Uh-huh. I saw some on TMZ for her age, but I don't know about the implants.
She can still move.
Anyway, what was it? Wait, foil? Was it Reynolds foil?
Was she a Dick Tracy?
Was Guy Ritchie cheating? I wonder what Guy Ritchie's up to. Was he out here and she in Europe now? Like, why are you forcing us to do this?
Exactly.
Why are you forcing us to do this? Just play some classical music and we'll skate. We'll be able to focus on what we're doing. Yes.
Yep, you pulled our focus.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Chris.
Why did that? Why? Who okays that?
I have no idea. It was so weird hearing it that early in the morning, though.
It's we have decided. There's two things. We have decided we are going to make the world's worst peanut butter cup of, on our society, here's what we did. We went, what's the future? What's everything? Chicks. And then they go, what's the next thing? Young. Okay, let's make a peanut butter cup. Young chicks. It's just anything young chicks. We'll just put it together. It'll be the soundtrack of our lives wherever we go. It's all going to be chick. It's all going to be 14-year-old chick music just everywhere. And they just went, F it. That's the road we're on. Just young chick. Everything's young. Everything's chick. And that's it. And that's where we are. There's no other explanation for it because that's where we're living. We've declared war on dudes and anyone over 26. And we just went, screw it. It's all young chick all the time. They play this crap at steakhouses now. Like, you go to New York, you can't even. When I went to New York and went to a real good steakhouse a few years ago, I had about 7-8 people. After the waitress was done screaming the specials to one side of the table, she had to go to the other side of the table and be like, we've got the lobster bisque! And she's like spitting on everyone. And she literally, I said, what's the goddamn music? Turn the music down. She went, I'm hoarse because I have to scream have to literally stand on one side of the table and scream at everyone, and then I have to go to the other side of the table and scream at them because they can't hear as I'm being drowned out by this 13-year-old chick music, which has just become the goddamn soundtrack of our lives.
Yeah.
And it really ruins a restaurant experience. I mean, there's been studies and articles about how every sense is – so the food does not taste as good when you're trying to eat it with this shit on.
Well, we also need the neutral zone. We need a neutral zone, which is if you're –
Do you guys have Caesar salad? Do you guys have a Caesar salad?
Can I see your salad?
No. Do you guys have Caesar salad?
You see her salad?
No, yeah, this is a radicchio.
That's radicchio.
No. I'm hungry, but I don't want to eat alone.
I don't care where you're from, sir.
Do you guys have a salad? Something to eat?
Oh, you want to eat?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you have a salad?
Oh, you're doing that move what's his name from the Dallas Cowboys does?
No,
No.
You want to tote the rock?
A porter house.
No.
Porter house steak. No, not your house. Not your house. A porter house. Like something that we can all share. Some meat.
What part of the house?
The porter house.
You'll meet in that part of the house?
No. Fuck. I want a salad in a porter house.
All right.
This is taking you to the poorhouse?
No.
It's expensive.
No.
We'll pay. We don't mind.
Is there a manager? Can someone turn it down? Can we turn it down?
What?
Can we turn it down?
Oh, I love that. Turn it down for what?
No,
that's a great song.
No.
You're so hip.
Serpent turn.
You
like
serve?
I do like to serve, yes. But right now I'd like to have like a surf and turf. Like steak and some shrimp or maybe a lobster.
I'll have the valet bring your car around.
No, like a steak and lobster. Steak and lobster.
Sir,
this is not steak and lobster. Here.
Okay.
This is not that kind of place.
What?
Dina! Dina!
Yumps.
Is your name Dina? Or is it Diana? I can't hear.
Diana! Yeah, Dana!
Hold on!
Jana!
Sir!
What?
I'm sorry. I have to take a lozenge and then spit on someone else's head at the next table. We can't stay here spitting.
I didn't even get to order. Why are you going to go on the next table?
I'll tell you what. You look like a veggie burger type of dude.
No,
I'm just gonna serve up a mushroom veggie burger to you. Extra goat cheese. I'll have the valet bring the car around.
No.
I'm just gonna bring out what I thought you ordered.
I'll swing out with you. That sounds good.
No.
Two portobello mushroom sandwiches.
Portobello burgers.
Portobello mushroom. I want big.
All right, thumbs up then.
No!
Yeah.
A porterhouse steak and serpent turf!
And same thing. That's pretty much how everything is now.
That sounds like a nightmare.
And when you tell them, like, hey, could you turn it down? This started a million years ago. I was at the Tribeca Film Festival with the Hammer. And we were sitting in the lobby of the Tribeca Hotel. So it's like we screened the Hammer and then we went to the lobby. It's like, oh, they have a bar with drinks and blah, blah, blah. And this is the problem with the infusing the young folks with all the power. It's bad. It's bad for society. It's bad for everything. And so everyone is just sitting around. You know, they watch movies at the film festival. Average age is 40-something. Average color is whatever a sheet of paper is. And we're all sitting around. Everyone's talking and like having drinks. No one's up. No one's moving. No one's dancing. They're just like sitting around having drinks. And the DJ is just pumping the jam. He's just like sort of spindly white guy, hipster. And he's just pumping it. And no one can hear the other. Everyone has to have a drink and talk, you know. And at a certain point, I just got up and I went, hey, you think you turn the music, bring it down like a little bit? Like we're all just trying to talk here. He's like, I'm DJing. And I said, yeah.
He just says what he's doing.
I remember at a certain point he got me pissed. I said, do you see anyone dancing? Do you see anyone moving? Do you see anyone doing anything? Or could you just bring it down? And he's like,
Joe Coy goes across the room.
He literally said, I do it for me.
Oh, no.
He did it.
Yes. What a douche. And that was it. I should have moved to Cuba that evening because it's game over for us. All right. My favorite, Van from TMZ. Your favorite, Derek. Derek and Van are my two favorites from TMZ. I will bring him in a second. First, I'll tell you about Castrol Edge. Adam Carolla Show is brought to you by hashtag Castrol Challenge with your questions for Castrol Challenge, brought to you by Castrol Edge, formulated with fluid titanium technology, reduces friction, maximizes engine performance. Three times, fool. Stronger against viscosity breakdown, leaning full synthetics. What do you got, Max Pata?
All right, on Instagram, Zach Attack wants to know, hashtag Castrol Challenge, would you ever buy another truck again for personal use?
Yeah, I have a...
You have a truck.
I have a truck. I have a Ford 350 dually diesel that I added a 50-gallon gas tank to, so it holds like 90 gallons now, and you can drive it from here to any part of Texas you want without pulling over. You can drag a trailer. There's something cool about the big duallys. So I would. I would tell... And I'm the owner of a van.
Oh.
I own a van.
This is
and
the sketchy.
This is the humblest brag of all.
And a dually. Yeah, bought the van from Forest Lawn.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It smells like formaldehyde.
Yeah. They got vans over there, and they sell them like every 10 years. I got it for like $4,000 or something. Kept up with it, man.
We got a van coming in soon.
We got a van coming in as well. So, yes, I would. And pound for pound, a big old diesel dually is like the best thing you can buy, because those things you can get up to like $100,000 on those trucks now. Like, they have Ford trucks that are like, oh, this is the Harley Davidson version with all the Harley Davidson logo and the blah blah blah, and that's things are $300,000. Yeah. Sorry, $100,000. But get one with 30,000 miles on it, a couple years old, pay like 22.5, drive it forever. That's right. Put a trailer
ball
on it. You
save $80,000 just in 3 years?
Well, this one is probably more in the 50 to 60 range. Yeah. But let someone else drive the truck around for the first 3 years, then you buy it.
Yeah.
Save a ton of dough.
But someone like Gina and I, we can't buy the three-year-old car. We're not maintenance people.
You
could buy it.
We're not going to wrench on it on the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not. You've seen Gina's Subaru.
Thank you.
You have
it
to.
Looks like this. Wheel of filled with ping pong balls.
How dare you?
Oh, stop.
I love that.
I got her
track.
Car one time and I was like, here's your slipper.
Look, sometimes right. It's a mobile closet. I have places to be.
I want to thank Castrol Edge for that.
Castrol Edge.
Yeah, thank you. Van Lathan is here. I met him at a party.
TMZ.
We talked quite a bit. I want to know. They must have to get up at like... 4:35
oh,
in the
earlier.
Morning to do that show.
Earlier.
We'll bring him in and hear all about his story and his buddy Derek as well. And the Koi Pond, everybody. At Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Tours coming up Aspen. That's this weekend. And Indianapolis as well.
Adam.
Yes.
You got too many people saying my name wrong. So this episode, you're going to spell my name correctly because you have everyone calling me Joy.
Joy.
Stop
go
it.
To JOKOY. Shoot him a tweet at JOKOY and go to Joe Coy Comedy.
No.
Yes? No.
No.
No. Just, where do we go?
Just Joe Coy. At Joe Coy.
All right. We'll go
I
to
love
Joe
you,
Coy. Love you. We'll bring Van in right after this.
Hey, ACS fans. Lynette here. Lasagna baker extraordinaire and lover of all carbs that Adam can't eat. Pussy. Anyway, I wanted to tell you guys that space is filling up for the Carolla Family Barbecue. It's filling up fast. Turns out tons of people are interested in coming to the studio to see where the podcast is recorded and hang out for dinner in the parking lot with everyone from the network. Everyone you guys love. Adam, Gina, Brian, Dawson, myself, lackeys, drinking, grilling, talking to you guys all night long. Ba-beep, ba-beep. So if you want two tickets to the barbecue, there's only one thing you can do. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and sign up for the 12-pack case club now, because spots are going fast, so you got to hurry. So come join us for the Corolla Family Barbecue June 22nd at the ACS Studios, exclusively for our 12-pack case club members. We love you guys.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
And now, a real Rotten Tomatoes review of The Godfather.
I found that flogging about for 3 hours in that quagmire was spiritually debilitating and a crazy waste of time.
That was a real Rotten Tomatoes review from Robert Hatch at The Nation for The Godfather. Certified fresh at 98%. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Robert Hatch was in Battlestar Galactica. I got to see who the Hatch was in that. Van Lathan is in studio. The Red Pill Podcast is the podcast also on TMZ Sports as well, and TMZ, which I watch on a daily basis. Good to see you again.
I'm amazed that The Godfather, that there are 2% of the people out there that don't think that The Godfather is an awesome movie.
They're morons.
Shouldn't those people be stripped of their license to review movies?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes when I'm on Rotten Tomatoes that people are kind of getting their thing off on there, that they want to be go against the grain and kind of want to stick out. Because, like, there's some movies that we can all just agree are awesome, right? The Godfather is – what's wrong with The Godfather?
Well, not only is it awesome, but – people don't realize in order to get on the negative side, you basically have to give it a C minus.
Yeah, like, or down.
If you give it a C or above, you're in the positive side.
Right.
So all you got to do is go, The Godfather, that was a C.
Mm-hmm.
That you're in there, that'll count as good. That'll count as good, but you gave it a D.
So it's a D. It has to be a D movie.
It's kind of weird, but it's sort of like 59, 60%. Mm-hmm. So there's such a thing as going, three stars out of five. Like, it was okay.
To Van's point, there's at least one reviewer. I can't remember his name, but he's a current guy. He's for The New Yorker or something of that nature. And he's given a few bad reviews to, like, Toy Story 3. He was the only one who gave bad reviews.
I know this guy, yeah.
The movie was universally celebrated. He was the only one. He's done that a few times, and I think it's kind of his shtick.
Yeah.
I have said Van loves sports, and he loves boxing. Mm-hmm. I was watching him talk about boxing on TMZ yesterday. In boxing, they have a simple way to do it, which is if you see a fight where everyone else has it, you know, 118, 110, or like lopsided or whatever it is on one, and you saw it a different way, they don't let you do any more championship fights.
Here.
They
go, Adelaide Burt, remember her?
Yeah, they pull, yeah. They have a way to, the way is, everyone else saw this, you saw something else, and we can't really have you in our midst because you're going to do another fight where everyone else saw that guy win 9 out of 12 rounds and you had the other guy winning 12 rounds. We got to pull you out.
They
should do that with Rotten Tomatoes. A different Robert Hatch. I know it's a different Robert Hatch.
Yeah,
I know it's not the same guy. Show me Robert Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. I didn't even watch that show. Mm-hmm. I just remembered it from my past. All right. So Van, I ran into at a party.
Yes.
Explained to him I was a big fan of TMZ and of
his. And to be honest with you, when you said that, a lot of people say that, and then I'll ask them about something that happened on TMZ, and they won't have any clue what I'm talking about. But you said I'm a huge fan of TMZ, and then started giving me the intimate details of TMZ cast members and stuff like that. You're like, yo, what is Derek really like? Is Derek really? I'm like, yo, man, this guy really watches TMZ for real. I never meet people that really watch TMZ for real like that.
I watch it for real, and it's perfect. It's a perfect. I record it, and then it's good for like I'll skip rope and just watch TMZ. It's a good. It's a good length. You can take the commercial breaks and get a little wind back in you and then go right back to it. Well, one thing I'm interested in, or many things that I'm interested in, is when you're on TMZ, you talk about Black Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I got a movie coming out about a black race car driver.
Yeah.
And I thought, how do I get my movie, how do I get people buzzing on Black Twitter if there is a Black Twitter?
If there is a Black Twitter. Wow.
There's questions. Wow.
What? Who questions?
Well, everyone at TMZ is always kind of like, there's no Black Twitter. And then you're like, there is a Black Twitter.
They're razzing me. First of all, the way things work on TMZ is if it comes down to something black, if I say that it exists, it exists.
Interesting.
But secondly, the Black Twitter is nothing but a bunch of different Twitter influencers and stuff like that, or people with big Twitter followers and things that there's all different types of Twitters. I'm not sure if you guys, there's Black Twitter, there's fitness Twitter.
I didn't know there were different kinds of Twitter.
There's Hasidic Twitter.
There's really?
No.
Oh.
You're feuding with Black Twitter, so right, let's not get into that.
There's like there's rap Twitter, there's NBA Twitter. There's all different types of Twitters of people that talk about that their Twitter timelines are basically talking about certain subjects.
Right.
Right.
So there is a Black Twitter.
Without a doubt.
And I need to infiltrate Black Twitter, and I'm going to use you.
You're trying to do is you're trying to really do something that is incredibly difficult, almost impossible. You're trying to get Black Twitter to talk about stock car racing. That's going to be tough, dog.
What if we pitch it as sort of Jackie Robinson of racing?
Listen,
we left stock car.
Listen, I watched the trailer,
mm-hmm.
and I think, to be honest with you, all jokes aside, it's a fascinating story that needs to be told, and I'll tell you why. I think that a lot of times when you're talking about black history or the history of African Americans, there are people that you have to discuss, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to talk about Tubman and Barack Obama and Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X and all of these guys, right?
I don't know those names, but I'll
never
take your word for it. I've never been on Black Twitter, but I'll look. Matt, take a dive into Black Twitter. Let's find out who Hector Tubman is. I think I like that dude.
But I think the thing
is, plus the 76ers.
I think it sounds like a name of a guy who could. But I think what happens is we talk about these people and we give their legacies so much credence, and we should all the time, and that in curriculums in school and Black History Month being the shortest month of the year, we don't get a chance to talk about guys like in Willie Ribs. We don't get a chance to talk about those guys. And they're really important. It's really important to tell all of those stories because there's a lot of black kids out there that might think of being a race car driver and not ever think that someone else had been there before them.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why you're going to sneak me onto Black Twitter.
Yeah.
We'll talk about uppity.
All right. Smuggle you in. You
know Smuggle me in. I was telling Van when I was at the party about that story of me and Kimmel going out, and I've told it too many times on this show, but it always cracked me up that we got busted by TMZ, me and Jimmy, for watching Sex and the City 2, and then in the room when they were putting it out there for all the peanut gallery, they all laughed and thought the guy was screwing around, thought that we weren't really there, which was a funny, kind of weird bullet dodge. I don't think you were there. What year did you get to TMZ?
2011.
Were you driving the bus first?
I was doing
the tour bus?
Yeah, I was doing the tour bus for, I think, 3 years.
How did you figure that out? You're from Louisiana?
Yeah.
And there was Fat Van. What were you at your heaviest?
370.
And how did you lose all of that weight?
Man, just like basketball and really a lifestyle change. You know what I mean? Like, people can sell you on like a diet fad or something like that. But the reality is that if you figure your body out and you keep doing it over and over and over and over again, you will lose weight. It's just you have to mentally prepare yourself for the sacrifice it's going to take. You know what I mean?
What was your big thing? Was it soda? What was what did you in when you were big as you were?
Dog, I'm an equal opportunity fatty.
You do anything.
It doesn't matter, man.
Salty,
sweet, savory, all of it. I get into it all. It was all about cravings for me. I mean, craving, well, whatever you were craving is what I would do.
Yeah, there's a sort of a thing, and I mean, everyone runs into it, but at a certain point, you get to the happy side of self-control, and that's when you have those things where, like, you have those dreams that you ate a piece of apple pie a la mode, and then you wake up and you go, oh, did I eat? And then you go, oh, no, I didn't. Right. And then you're kind of, there's kind of a weird thing. It's like running on a treadmill. You start on a treadmill and it's sort of miserable at the beginning. And then you look up and it's been 4.5 minutes and you're like, 4.5 minutes? I'm miserable. Like, mm-hmm. How am I going for a half hour? But at a certain point, you get to like minute 18 mm-hmm. and you actually feel better than you did at minute 3.
Yep.
Even though at minute 3, you think you'd be dead at minute 18 or 19. Yeah, but yeah, it's yeah, a yeah. sort of a momentum or mm-hmm. like it's a whole bunch of things mixed in. But there's a diet version of that, right?
There absolutely is. The hard thing to get people to do is to push through to that point to where it starts feeling good. It's impossible.
Right.
And so a lot of times when you start dealing with people who want to change their life or change their body image, it's about instilling into them that if they do this long enough, they will see results. Because when you skip that one meal that you want the first time that you do it, or when you make a healthy choice, you don't go to the scale right away and lose 10 pounds. It's not the way it works.
Right.
You have to do it for a little while. So when I first started running, because when I started training boxing, you know, you got to do your road work. You got to run. I hated it. But it became, after a while of, like, knowing that I could run 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 miles, that in and of itself became rewarding. But you have to really trek through that first couple of miles to do that.
How did you get out here from Louisiana and get hooked up with TMZ? And you get from, so you're Fat Van, you're mm-hmm. living in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's a long ways away from being on TV and podcasts and all that.
Yeah. So, like, I left. There was a weather event in Louisiana 2005. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It was a big, big deal. Like,
Carina or
yeah,
Carolina.
Something like that. Yeah.
Seals blew the dam,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Navy SEALs blew up the dam.
Right. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. So after that, I came out to Los Angeles. And I was actually right up the road from here in Burbank. I was writing and producing for like a little clip show,
mm-hmm.
Like a little small little production company. And I lost my job, or that company went under. And like when that company went under, I remember it was funny. They hit us up with a email on Wednesday, and they was like, "I'll just let you guys know Monday was your last day. Mm-hmm. The company's done." And I was like, "Okay, cool." So when that company ended, I was unemployed for a couple of years, and I was just going to the gym one day, and my unemployment was fat. I was living like, I was riding every day, doing all of this stuff. I was cool. I was going to the gym one day, and the long story short, a lady stops me, and she started asking me all these questions. She told me to come out here and take the survey. When I went out to take the survey, it was a Gillette commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I got the money from the Gillette commercial, and stupidly, I claimed it on my unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I claimed it on my unemployment, it readjusted the amount of money that they were paying me
sure.
down to like $70 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, I got to get a job. Like, I can't afford this anymore. And the first job that came up was like TMZ tour guide. And I think, you know, I'm 31. I went to college. What a great way to make my parents proud and to show people around Los Angeles. And that's how it happened.
How do you get from the tour bus to inside the studio?
So I'm doing my tour, right? And one of the executives over at TMZ comes and takes the tour. And then the next thing you know, they go, okay, Harvey's going to come take your tour. And this is like your shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing basketball somewhere, this is like Magic and Rob Pelinka or somebody like that walking into the gym where you're hooping. So I crushed the tour. And after that, Harvey goes, yo, you did a good job. We would love to have you come in the newsroom and pitch anytime you want.
What time do you guys get there in the morning, and how does the, because it's, you know, it's funny because Teresa Strasser way back in the day was part of,
she was the first anchor,
TMZ.
One of the first.
And TMZ started as, well, we'll get some fresh faces, a couple of people, and they'll do an anchor, and they'll mm-hmm. sort of give the gossip on what's going on. with the celebrities. And then it turned – at some point, it seems like the pitch session, which wasn't supposed to be filmed,
right,
got filmed and became the show. It became very organic.
You know your stuff. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And it's much more organic. And you have this sort of gallery of all the different personalities, and they bust each other's chops. And they bust Harvey's chops probably the most.
Yeah.
He seems like he's pretty thick-skinned about it. Yes.
I must be – I'm probably the only one listening who – I'm sorry, doesn't watch the show. The show is a pitch session for what? What are they pitching?
For celebrity gossip.
Right. Like we just we have videos the camera guys shoot or stories and stuff like that, and we pitch them to Harvey. And then if your pitch goes good, you make television. And then you're on the show.
Oh, so that 30-minute or whatever you see, that's 90 minutes or that's 2 hours or that's...
It's longer than what it gets cut down to.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, we got it pretty well figured out now, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's done at what time in the morning?
Like 7:45 or 8. Like we get there at like 6.
The only thing that bothers me about Harvey is he's one of those guys who swims before. Like he goes to the wine,
sure,
does 1,000 laps, and then comes in to work.
Fresh
it's
ice.
Unreal.
It's unreal. I hate
it. It doesn't make any sense.
It's I agree.
Unreal. Not only does he swim, he works out then swims.
Right.
So he wakes up at whatever ungodly time in the day, works out at Gold's Gym, then goes to swim, then comes to work, and then outworks us for the rest of the day. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. I think he's a Stepford boss. Like, I don't think he's like a real dude. Like it's really crazy. It's impressive, though.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting. Like if you have a motor, you have a motor. And if you don't have a motor, it's really tough to install or graft onto.
It's hard to conceive of it.
Whatever. Yeah. And there's some people that have a motor, but their motor kind of goes in a circle. And those people, you got to try to focus, and they'll take that same thing and sort of get the horsepower to the back wheels, as I like to say, because I'm a car guy. But it doesn't. And also, you think it'll slow down or run out with age. If you meet Sylvester Stallone, he's probably more revved up at 71. Like he's more beaked up now, more enthusiastic. I think it's been ramped up because he's got 8 more years and then no more of this. You know, I think he sees the finish line and is trying to. It's basically your bachelor party and you're going to get married next Wednesday and you better bang as many floozies as you possibly can before the sun goes down on your dork. Like I actually feel like Harvey feels sped up than 20 years ago.
Listen, this is the way I look at it. For Harvey, there've been so many different Harveys, right? There's been
People's Court.
Mm-hmm. People's Court Harvey. There's
Man
been
on the street Harvey.
He was a law professor. He was he was in the service. He did all of these different things. And they all gave him this unbelievable knowledge base and this way to look at the world that came together and created what TMZ is. So now that he's here and he's utilizing everything that he has, I don't think that he wants to turn back. I think he's when you're in the room, say whatever you will about him, it's hard to not be inspired by the amount of work ethic that he puts into it and by what he's willing to sacrifice personally for what is essentially his vision. And if you want to be successful, that's kind of what you got to do at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that because I feel the same way. Let me tell you about Geico, and then we'll take a break. We'll do some news with Van. Everyone's got the to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning. Pick up the milk. Buy the detergent, the liquid dishwashing detergent, and the foil. That's right. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. Could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Put that extra money in your pocket. Be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. That is geico.com. All right. Van is going to hang with us. Oh, is that
Robert
Hatch from Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, that's the old Battlestar Galactica.
That's right.
Mm.
Easy on the eyes, that guy was. But not a good reviewer.
Yeah.
Not good.
I'm like the Godfather.
There's no way there could be two guys named Bob Hatch. That's impossible. All right, Van Lathan is here, and we'll take a quick break. We'll do the news right after this.
Thursday, March 7th at 10E in downtown Los Angeles, Corolla Drinks presents the 10E Booze and Book Club, featuring Up on Game. From robbing banks to stacking Bitcoin, my involvement with gangs, bank robbery, prison, and success in the business world, with author Richard Stanley. I was wearing oversized creased solo jeans, a button-up short-sleeved flannel, black sunglasses, gloves, and a black and white hat. Patrons and employees looked my way on several occasions. Seems being dressed like a bank-robbing cholo while in line at a bank was somewhat suspicious. I looked around several times to make sure no one was creeping up on me, and then I heard it. A young woman's cheery voice said, "Next." One more quick thought. Walk out and say it was a bust, or just do it? If I don't do it, the homies will think I'm a bitch, I thought to myself. Can't be having that. March 7th at 10E. Come out and enjoy a signature Mangria cocktail. Hear me read a chapter from Up on Game. And meet former bank robber and guest of the state of California, entrepreneur Richard Stanley. Details on the events page at adamcarolla.com. Up on Game, available on iTunes and Audible.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.